This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Super Tuesday's in the books. The winners and not winners you know about already. Less often told, though, are the behind-the-scenes nuts and bolts stories. The grinded-out minutia of politics that gets the votes cast. Every year, it seems, data plays a bigger and bigger part. How candidates use what they know about us. There are companies that provide that data that campaigns count on, the biggest of which, on the Democratic side anyway, is a company called NGP Van. Stu Trevelyan is the CEO of that company. Stu, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell me what, in layman terms now, tell me what it is you guys do.
Well, so, what we do is we make it so that campaigns can go out there and they can collect information at the door. So we were, for example, the first company to allow people to go door to door with, instead of, soggy clipboards, with mobile devices, back in the days of Palm Pilots. Remember those?
Yeah.
So what we do is we help campaigns figure out which doors to knock on and what to say at those doors, what questions to ask. And then that data comes in and helps refine what doors get knocked on tomorrow and what gets asked tomorrow.
So the campaigns will actually sort of annotate that data.
Exactly. There's been a lot of talk in the press about whether this type of voter is a whiskey drinker versus a gin drinker. But actually, the most important data in campaigns is observed data, right? When you ask a person what they're interested in,
yeah,
they'll tell you, they're interested in these particular issues. And then you can take that and model out to similar people, right, and say they may also be interested in those things. Let's try and market to them about those issues.
And then groove marketing campaigns, advertising, all of that jazz to motivate those voters to come out.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of old, I've been around.
What are you, like 40? Shut up.
47, right?
47, all right.
And so, I founded my first, company that works with technology. The campaigns used to miss all these opportunities because they had silos in the various different categories of different databases. And so what we've been able to do is sort of bring that all together for clients so that they're able to see, all right, these volunteers, let's ask them for a small dollar contribution.
Yeah.
This blog commenter, let's ask them to volunteer, et cetera.
Isn't this a little bit like Moneyball and Sabermetrics? You guys are taking politics and taking the emotional guts out of it and making it all, and you're smirking a little bit here. You can't decide if you're smiling or not.
No, I'm just laughing because, a lot of us actually in the field, particularly those of us who are of a certain age, really were into baseball statistics. So, yeah, you're
so
exactly
it's intentional.
Right. Yeah.
It's intentional.
Yeah.
Right?
We could translate this to the political world, yeah.
Has it turned out the way you wanted it to? I mean, have you optimized it now?
Well, I think there are a lot of good trends, right? If you look at how campaigns are financed and what candidates have to do with their time, right? What you're seeing is there's the capability of collecting email addresses, asking people for money, rinse, repeat. That's meaning that candidates aren't having to spend as much time dialing for dollars, right? And also, we're able to make sure that things like voter turnout are higher,
mm-hmm,
right? And that's a good thing for democracy. So, yeah, I think that, there's a lot of good things that have come about from technology being introduced to politics.
You guys are the 800-pound gorilla of this on the Democratic side, right?
A lot of people choose to work with us, yeah.
Okay, he says diplomatically. Not the case on the Republican side. Why do you suppose it's broken down that way?
Well, some of it's actually the Republicans have tried to replicate what we've done. So, say, for example, they had a GOP data center, but it wasn't very good, so nobody used it. And then they tried to create GOP Data Beacon in the 2014 cycle, but they never quite finished that project and never put it out to market. Now the RNC CTO is on his own with a company named Republic trying to create another one. So basically, what you've seen is they really haven't had any product that was head and shoulders enough of the others to have people coalesce around it.
Stu Trevelyan, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.